Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Mayor Paul Whitney of Soldotna declared April the month of the military child and April 11th as Purple Up Day.
Whereas our military families help sustain our fighting force, and it is important to emphasize and recognize the critical role of their dependents while the parents serve our nation.
The Alaska National Guard Child and Youth Program Youth Council is dedicating to addressing the educational challenges these children face, including those related to frequent relocations. On average, military children experience more than twice the number of transitions during high school, and they attend between 6 and 9 different school systems throughout their education, from kindergarten to 12th grade. These issues have been recognized since 1986, when former Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger focused on improving the educational experience for military families. Purple Up Day in the city of Soldotna is an opportunity for the community to show appreciation, support, and understanding for military children.
Purple indicates that all branches of the military are supported: Air Force Blue, Army Green, Navy Blue, Marine Red, and Coast Guard Blue. All are thought to combine together as a single color, purple.
On April 11th, all residents are encouraged to wear purple to honor and recognize the unique challenges faced by military children in the area. Alaska State Troopers in Anchor Point were dispatched to a report of a vehicle crash on Skyline Drive on Monday around 6:50 p.m. The report indicated that the vehicle had swerved off the roadway and rolled into a nearby ditch. Upon arriving at the scene, law enforcement officers observed the driver of the vehicle, identified as 34-year-old Kevin Harzog, had crashed his vehicle while intoxicated. He was placed under arrest on charges of driving under the influence. In addition to the DUI charge, Harzog was also charged with refusal to submit to a chemical test. Following his arrest, Harzog was transported to Homer Jail, where he was remanded into custody. He was held on one count of DUI and one count of refusal to submit a chemical test. The State Board of Fisheries has expanded the commercial dipnet fishery to operate from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday this year. This follows a proposal by Joseph Pearson to extend fishing hours to 12-hour openings daily, which the board modified to weekday-only openings. The fishing season remains from June 20th to July 31st, rejecting Pearson's request to extend it to August 15th. New provisions allowing fishing on City of Kenai shore leases and require reporting of released king or coho salmon. The expansion aims to provide more fishing time to improve financial viability, as fishers reported success but sought more opportunity. The fishery now includes east side set net fisheries under the Kenai River King Salmon Action Plan, with limits on set net used based on king salmon escapement projections. Fishers can use up to 4 nets per permit holder. A survey showed low participation and profitability among set netters in the dipnet fishery. The board will revisit regulations in 2027. A school bus driver is facing charges after allegedly getting caught driving under the influence with 2 loaded handguns. Alaska State Troopers say they received several 911 calls last Thursday afternoon reporting a school bus was driving erratically, crossing over the road and swerving between lanes on the Richardson Highway. Police pulled over the driver, identified as 24-year-old Lawrence Dunlap, who they say showed evidence of being under the influence of an upper or hallucinogen. Troopers say they searched Dunlap and found 2 loaded handguns in his jacket. No students were on the bus at the time of the incident. Police say Dunlap was scheduled to pick up students from North Pole High School, but was driving in the opposite direction. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.